Stop 9 is the third V in the boardwalk railing opposite the second bench.
Here you are next to a tall gray birch tree that shades the boardwalk in the afternoon. Despite its name, the gray birch has white bark. If you reach to the right, over and above the railing, you can feel its smooth trunk. Now, with your back to the V, take a few steps forward until you reach the V-shaped bench. Have a seat while we focus on some of the birds of Indian Brook Marsh. The red-winged blackbird's hoarse kunkaree is the most common and easily recognized call in the marsh. Here is the red wing's call. The male red-winged blackbird is glossy black. His yellow-margined red shoulders flash a brilliant scarlet when he flies. Female red-wings have drab, mottled brown plumage, providing them with good camouflage when they are nesting in the cattails. Great blue herons have always fished in Indian Brook Marsh, virtually motionless while they stalk their prey. Primarily fish eaters, they also eat frogs and crayfish. They usually nest in large rookeries, but a couple of pairs have nested at Broadmoor over the past few years. Their large nests are loose and messy platforms of twigs high up in dead trees or white pines. How incongruous to watch these huge, long-legged waders flying into the treetops. Here is the great blue heron's loud squawk. Belted kingfishers are also fish-eating birds with a loud, harsh call. Listen to the kingfisher's rattle. When they hunt, kingfishers hover above the water like helicopters, then plunge into it head first to catch a fish. While you're sitting, take the opportunity to look and listen for ducks and geese. In the spring, mallards and Canada geese nest in the dense vegetation. Most of us are familiar with the loud honking of Canada geese. And the quacking of mallards. In May and June, the ducklings and goslings are paddling around the marsh with the adults. If you listen carefully, you can hear the babies softly peeping back to their parents.
When you are ready, stand up and take a few steps forward until you reach the railing. Turn left so that the railing is on your right. Follow the railing for approximately 115 feet to the end of the boardwalk. The railing runs straight for 87 feet, then it bends to the right. Follow along for another 31 feet. Stop 10 is the large dead tree, a couple of feet before the end of the boardwalk. When you find it, press 10. If you hang up now, remember to redial before entering the stop number.